It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
As my last bulletin may have suggested to you, I was not a successful Boy Scout. As reflected in my scramble to get ready for the arrival of this year's turkey poults, only after I got the call from the Germantown post office telling me to come pick them up, I wouldn't comfortably fit in an organization whose motto is, "Be prepared." My excuse for the turkey scramble, that they arrived a day ahead of schedule, might once have been convincing. But ahead of schedule may no longer be a meaningful concept in our world. The world is ahead of schedule. Certainly this spring has been. It was warm enough to plant tender seedlings outside by the first week of May. Rhubarb, which I advertised as still short and stumpy on April 22, 2023, was full-sized and ready for sale by the same date this year. My peach and apricot trees bloomed similarly early. An early growing season, and a fast-moving one. The fava beans are already in blossom. Peaches, barely visible little pips a couple of weeks ago, are suddenly somewhere between cherry and ping pong ball size, weighing down the branches despite my constant efforts to thin the fruit out. How to respond when you realize time is racing ahead and you're falling behind? There was a time when that would trigger a ready-or-not-just-do-it panic approach in me. Pass over the garden preparation and just plant. The results are nearly always disappointing when you do that. I've come to conclude that the thing to do when you realize you're not ready is to, however belatedly, get ready. This weekend, for example, it struck me that I was late with getting pumpkin seeds planted. They need well over 100 days to maturity, and the seeds should really be in the ground immediately after the last frost date. But despite my resolve to get them in, my approach has nevertheless been to spend 90% of my pumpkin efforts in preparation rather than in rushing to plant. This year's pumpkin patch was last year's tomato garden, where my challenge had been removing the sea of mugwort that had taken hold there while it lay fallow the previous several years. You can't just plow up the ground to get rid of mugwort. The roots that travel so vigorously underground, allowing the weed to sprout up everywhere, will, if chopped up, simply resprout in more areas. I instead assiduously pulled each mugwort plant up by the roots and tried following those roots to their tangled mother roots, dug those up, and removed them from the garden. I succeeded in diminishing the mugwort dramatically, but no victory is total. In place of the mugwort this spring, I found a forest of an entirely different large invasive weed, broadleafed dock. My pumpkin prep started then with digging out the dock. Relatively fast work as the plants are each so big. I then cleared circles of about 3 feet in diameter of all remaining vegetation, dumped the compost in each circle, used a cultivator to mix the compost into the soil, and created hills about 6 feet apart. About 3 hours of prep work for the portion of the patch I worked on. The final stage, the planting of the 5 pumpkin seeds in each hill, took less than 20 minutes. Moving the tomatoes to the main garden has also been prep heavy. The far eastern strip of the garden had gotten so overrun with mugwort over the years that it appeared to most people not to be part of the garden at all, but a wild border. Starting at the south end, I've been following my mugwort removal technique for a couple of weeks now, doing it in 3 to 6 foot segments, then setting posts with cages and planting the tomatoes. I followed the advice I heard on a radio gardening show. Dig deep holes, remove the lower leaves of the tomato plants, and plant with the exposed leaf nodes below ground level, where the plants will develop new and more vigorous roots. Again, roughly 2 hours of prep work for every 15 minutes of actual planting. As of this weekend, I've reached the halfway point in my tomato planting. 24 Rose de Bearn and 24 Pink Brandywine are in, and I've begun clearing for the 2 dozen each of Golden Jubilee and Black Crim tomatoes to come. thorough preparation is almost always worth it. Getting fully, if hurriedly, set up for the turkeys, with heat lamps on and food and water at the ready before retrieving them from the post office, meant a smooth transition for the young poults. The weather helped too, but I had just one death among the turkeys that survived their journey here, a far lower attrition than is usual. The fencing work we did to prepare the garden last year and early this spring, too, means that I can plant with relative assurance that the plantings will make it to harvest. I've only had one problem with animal predation this year, and it was the night I forgot to close the garden gate. Otherwise, everything has remained intact. While I was working on the pumpkin patch, it occurred to me that my focus on preparation was not unique to the garden. Eric had arrived Friday morning for a paint-the-library vacation. He spent Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday clearing items, removing furniture, vacuuming walls, taping woodwork, and protecting the bookshelves. 3 days of preparation for painting that would take considerably less time than the tedious preparation for it. At the end, the doing is really just the finishing touch to the preparing. In Eric's case, I can already tell the room will suddenly come together spectacularly. I can only hope for the same with the garden.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.